plan divides the Fox River into five sections. The first encompasses Little Lake Butamore. The second section runs from Appleton to Little Rapids, near Kakana. These are the only two sections addressed in the report, and that has environmentalists like Becky Caters concerned. She's the executive director of the Clean Water Action Council, and she says the cleanup shouldn't be done in stages.
All the experts that have reviewed it, including the Science and Technical Advisory Committee for the Remedial Action Plan that have been working on this issue for 17 years, they have said all along that the cleanup plan must get crews working simultaneously at several different sections at once, or it will just take too long.
The DNR will release a final plan on the other three sections in June. At that rate, Cater says it could take up to 60 years for fish advisories to be lifted on sections of the river in Green Bay and Depere.
That is just not acceptable. They could achieve much more rapid cleanup by improving their target level goals.
Caters is referring to the DNR's recommendation that contaminated sediment be cleaned up to the point where concentration is less than one part of PCBs per million. Her group was pushing for a much lower level that's just a quarter of that. The plan released this week calls for dredging in the first river segment near Little Lake Butamore. It'll cost $66 million to be paid by the seven paper companies that dumped PCBs years ago. The second project doesn't include any dredging, just monitoring. There's no cost estimate for that yet. The industry's Fox River group is reserving comment on the proposal until it can review the details. The DNR says its cleanup schedule and level of decontamination are sound. Bruce Baker is an administrator in the DNR's water division.
It's nearly impossible to try to eliminate, take out all the PCBs. So what we're trying to do is take it out to a level that will protect public health and eliminate the fish advisories.
By beginning the work upstream at Little Lake Butamore, Baker says advisories there can be lifted sooner. Also, the DNR contends it's better to begin the cleanup upstream.
If we clean up Little Lake Butamore, there's a lot of resident fish in that area. From my experience, we would expect to see some immediate improvement with concentrations hopefully going down significantly in any remaining fish in that area.
Baker says the downstream projects will be much more complicated. That's because the river is more polluted in the Green Bay area. The cleanup there will also be much more expensive, in the $300 million range. Work on the first Fox River cleanup projects won't begin until 2004 or 2005. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.